When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Love that song. So excuse me if I did an American Idol don't, okay? I'm sorry. So I want to thank everyone for supporting our show, the Women Are Worthy Radio Show. And for those who this is your first time tuning in, my name is Jacqueline Charles. I am the host of the show. If you're not following us on social media, our handle for Facebook and Instagram are Women Are Worthy Radio. On Twitter, we are Women Are _Worthy. Check us out on our website. It's womenareworthy.net. If you have any questions, guest requests, comments, or concerns, you're welcome to email us at womenareworthy@att.net. I created this platform to shed light on all positive women and men that are out there that are doing great things, but they're not necessarily being heard. So this platform is a way for them to amplify their voices and what they're doing. Now, with housekeeping out of the way, because I have my team looking at me like, okay, keep plugging the show, keep plugging the show. Again, we're back from hiatus, and today's going to be a great show. We can all say that finances is single-handedly one of the most requested topics for this show. The listeners are constantly asking me to get elite experts to come on the show to talk about finances. So, family, today I've complied again. Our guest today is a financial literacy instructor, Michelle Alexander. She's a phenomenal lady, guys. Wait till you hear about what she's doing and what's her mission. Miss Alexander's mission is to empower women and men with sound financial advice so that they can become more skilled with living comfortably. We're going to ask her what is a financial literacy instructor. We're going to do all of that. But I want to throw out some statistics here. I found something on the Consumer Financial Literacy Survey for 2015. Michelle, I really want you to hear this. 75% of Americans can agree that they benefit from a financial expert, and that would be someone like you, Michelle. but 70% are still worried about their financial future. Welcome, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great, Jackie. How are you?
I am doing, girl, I'm doing phenomenal. You on the radio, I'm so blessed to have you as a guest. But I am so blessed. I want to thank you. We welcome you for being a guest on our Women Are Worthy radio show.
Thank you so much, Jackie, and I really appreciate you inviting me. This is a great opportunity, and I just love the fact that you are definitely out there doing something to help us women have a platform to, you know, for our voices to be heard.
Thank you. You're welcome. Now, let's dig right on in. What did you think about the statistics that I just gave you from the literacy survey?
You know, a lot of that is so true. People do benefit from hearing financial information, but, again, we're still worried about it because some people just don't know how to apply it. They weren't raised in an environment where this is an everyday topic or we're being taught this on an everyday consistent basis. You know, sometimes you can take a class and you go for one day, you go for a few hours, and then when you get home, everything sounds great while you're in the class, you're hyped and you're motivated, and when you get home, you put the packet down and, you know, you go about your usual day, whether that's turning on the television, flipping channels, or chit-chatting or whatever you're doing, you may not necessarily apply it. And that's one of the holdbacks or drawbacks of us not, you know, just going on moving forward with trying to do those things and apply them. You have to apply the things that you've learned.
Michelle, you're with AJM, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please explain, for those who are just tuning in, we have she's a wizard, okay? This woman knows her stuff. She's a financial literacy instructor. Michelle, can you please explain what is a financial literacy instructor? What is that?
A person who is a financial literacy instructor, someone who's instructing people on financial literacy. It's just like when someone's learning how to read, you teach them the phonetics, you teach them what the alphabet is, you teach them those type of things. So the same thing with finances, you may teach people terms, you teach people planning, you teach people spending, you teach people budgeting, you teach them just the tools that you may have learned or things that you've read about or just learned over your life. And as well through school, you teach them those bits of pieces of information and have a platform where they can come and put those pieces of information together. So it's kind of like being in kindergarten. You learn the A, and then you learn how to sound it a couple of different ways, and then you start putting them together in words, and then you start putting them together in sentences. So you're kind of doing the same thing with financial literacy, you know, finances to help people be able to be literate about that so they have options and they have choices and they can make those choices. Because you choose the words you want to say, so the same thing with finances. You'll be able to choose those options you want to use to help your situation.
You know, and I want people to understand how important it is, Michelle, because, again, you know, I met you, we've had conversations, and you're doing a phenomenal thing. But let's really dig into it.
Mm-hmm.
If one gains weight, they realize, you know what? I can't do it by myself. I've been trying it. I'm watching these flicks at home. The exercise tape, it's not working. You know what? Let me go pay a membership to a gym or let me go to a trainer. Okay? Let's say I need to know how to cook something. You go on YouTube. So you're finding how are you helping people to change the mindset? Because this is all a mindset thing. How are you helping people to transition into this is important, this is important for you and your family? How are you doing that?
Well, three of the options that I offer are individual consultations. I help individuals create a budget and a spending plan. A lot of times people get nervous because, you know, I want to have a better life, but I don't want to do what it takes to actually manage my money. So if you're coming to me and you have issues and you want to get those things straight, it's not just about having a budget, because you can place things in a holder and say, you know, I'm going to put $50 away for this, $10 away for that. But once you get done with your budget and you hopefully and gratefully you have discretionary income, you still have to have a spending plan for that discretionary income, because that's when most people make their mistakes. They have extra money left over and they blow it. As simple as that.
Yeah, because we all know with that extra income. Yeah, we know with that extra income, they either buy the Michael Kors bag, the red bottom shoes. It's almost like that's why it's so good that you're on now. I'm telling you, we're going to get in. We're going in, okay? That's why,
yes.
You know, it's, I've noticed when I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but this is what I do, and I'm going to keep it real. I am so sick and tired of hearing people talk about, oh, when I get my, I can't wait for my income tax check. I can't wait for my income tax check. I told you. And when they get their income tax check, they're blowing it. They're either, you know, I'm just telling you what I see. What do you see, and how can you help people when they get, to refrain from saying, oh, my God, I can't wait till I get my income tax check? Because when you get your income tax check, Michelle, you're overpaying the government. Okay,
absolutely.
Your money, because they're getting the interest. So let's talk about that, because that's riling me up right now.
I can hear. It riles me up, too, as well, because I hear people say that, or even just in, you know, on my next check, this is what you're going to do. To me, you know, I was at an event, and this lady said that to me. She said, well, you know, I've been doing some things, you know, because I have it down, you know, on this paycheck, I'm going to this paycheck, I'm going to that. I said, you know what that sounds like to me? And she said, what? I said, it sounds like you're still living paycheck to paycheck. If you cannot write your check before payday and know that it's going to be paid, you're living paycheck to paycheck. If you have to wait until your income tax check comes to get this or get that or go on a shopping spree, you're not living financially sound. You're taking a windfall and using that to just apply your lifestyle for the moment. You should have a plan for that money. Sometimes you need a little help with that, and that's what I tend to help people do. Let's set a plan of what you're going to do with this money down to the penny. You're not trying to say, okay, well, let me just make sure this is done. You know, I pay my bills, so I'm good. I'm never late. I'm good. What about the rest? Life goes on beyond your job. So if you're going to spend every tax return check that you get for the lifetime that you've been working, what do you have to show for it? Your Michael Kors bag? Your nice
new
car?
You put me on blast, aren't you?
I'm going to put you on blast. You know, your coat shoes.
Yeah.
You know, your guest sunglasses or regular glasses. What do you have to show for that? Because you've made a lot of money, whether you think so or not, because you got the tax return. So if you add those up,
right.
Some people come, they get a lot of money from their tax returns because maybe, again, you have to earn income credit. And I used to work part-time at Jackson Hewitt. And, you know, people, the first thing they would do when they sit in a chair, they'd spend $300 or $400 to get that rapid refund instead of just getting direct deposit.
Right.
I'm already giving you money.
Right.
I have to pay for this service. I've already given the government their loan because now I've overpaid you, so you're giving me my money back. And I'm going to pay you more money just to get it 2 days early? No. Get a direct deposit, which is usually free, and keep moving forward.
Michelle, I want to say you have a lot of supporters on calling in right now. I'm telling you, we have someone from 7129. I want to give them their shout out. 0587-438-6592-3-6002. You have and more coming. Okay, so obviously you're doing something good. But not only that, you have supporters, people who are taking time out of their schedule to call in to show you your support. So I want to thank them for calling in as well. So, Michelle, I just wanted to make you aware of how many people we have just listening to you and just supporting you. And that's what I'm talking about. It's all about support.
Yes, yes. And I do thank everyone for that. I really do appreciate it. And, again, like I said, I appreciate you having this platform for them to even call in. Because a lot of times people, you know, we have conversations all the time. You know, a lot of people calling in are my friends, family. And, you know, we have conversations all the time, but sometimes you may not hear it this moment, you may not hear it another moment, or we may not have had this particular conversation. So, you know, again, just through conversation, I get to understand how a person is handling their money decisions and offer a different course of action. And that's what I, you know, tend to do through the individual consultations. So for me, I'm not like, you know, a person who's trying to get your money and we meet for the rest of your life or my life, because I'm not trying to do that. You should be able to take this plan, walk away, and execute it. And that's the key word, execute, because what plenty of us do, again, you go to the seminar for the day, you come home and drop your stuff off, and you go on with your life. You have to execute the plan to work it, because no one has the answer to everything. And your way may
right.
be a little bit different
right.
from the next person's way, but you have to try it. You have to do it. You can't expect to say, oh, I heard it, and all of a sudden the sky is going to open up and I'm going to be rich. That's just not realistic. You have to
this
work.
Is your life.
This is your life.
This is your
just
life.
Just like you said earlier about the weight loss and going to the gym. You'd
mm-hmm.
rather pay your money to go to the gym and do maybe a little boot camp or maybe do such and such and you lose the weight, then sometimes you gain it back. Hey, I'm guilty of that. I may not have had the membership, but I did a fitness challenge and, you know, I couldn't get to through the way out fast enough so I can go get my shrimp, you know, fried shrimp. But if you still have to apply it. You know, you still have to do the work. So if you're going to go take the time to sit with a person who's going to help you get your life in order and make your life better, then at least give them the decency and the courtesy to try to work that plan. Come prepared. Make sure you're paying attention. Do what I ask you to do, because I'm not going to ask you to do anything that's going to hurt you. It's going to help you in the long run to be able to get to the next level. So if you want to go hang out with your girlfriends, you have money to do that. If you want to go to the store and buy something extra, you can do that. Or if you want to get that Michael Kors bag, you can do that too. You don't have to say, oh, you know what, I'm a little short. Can I borrow $20 from you? They're about to cut my lights out. No. What did you do before they were going to cut your lights out? Where did that money go? And remember, I told you I was listening to a motivational speaker, and he said, people will stand in a river and die of thirst. That I do not understand. And that's the same thing with finances. You'll beg for everything that you want, and then you have to start asking for things that you need. That's not a good plan.
I like
that's
that.
Not a plan.
Michelle, where are you located? If someone's listening right now and they want to get in touch with you, what is your website, phone numbers, email address, all of that? Can you give that information out?
Yes. Currently, my website is not up, but it will be shortly. But you can reach me at my business number at 678-310-3064, or you can reach me by email at ajmfinancial@earthlink.net.
Okay. And for those of you tuning in, we have the financial literacy instructor, Ms. Michelle Alexander, who's with AJM. Okay. When I said we going in, we going in. So, you know, forgive me, but I'm going to say this. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that are getting on my last nerve, two things, okay? let me say this calmly. Those GoFundMe accounts.
I knew you were going there. You know
someone,
I knew that.
Girl, and when someone dies, why are we waiting for death and then everyone, and I'm holding the families accountable. I don't care. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to say this because it gets on my last ever-loving nerve. When
you
someone dies,
when I first met
then
you.
Everyone, that's the, right, that's the first thing that's going around, GoFundMe account. GoFundMe account was not created for that. Now it's oversaturated. Every couple of days, I'm seeing something with the GoFundMe account. And I don't understand why we're not taking out, being accountable and taking out life insurance. Can you please talk about that?
You just opened up a can of worms for me. Because I feel the same way. You know, I understand that life happens. And don't get me wrong, I'm not being, you know, some people say, well, you know, that's just you. You know, you hear all kinds of things because people will make excuses for everything.
Right.
You know, well, you don't understand because you're not this. You don't understand because you don't have that. You okay. But what I do know is that if you can take the time to go get in your car and spend gas money to go buy that Michael Kors bag, you can do the same thing when you write that check to pay for the insurance that gets you so you don't leave the people behind you in serious debt. All we know how to do is pass on generation through generation the same problem. Oh, somebody will take care of it. Oh, it'll get handled. Oh, I'm only 20. Oh, I'm only 30. Oh, I'm only whatever. There are so many people that I've known over the years where people have died suddenly. People have died unexpectedly. My uncle died at 44. You don't know when this time is going to happen, but what we do is we push everything else first because we say, oh, we don't have enough money for this. I have to do this. And there are times when you may have to say, this just cannot make the list. But what I need you to remember is that I have a plan in place that I'm going to get this back on the list. you may not be able to afford it in your 20s when you're just getting started. You may have just finished school. You have kids now. You're married or you're not married. You still have a family. And I understand, and you're just getting started, so, again, your salary may not be as high, and you have to make that decision or choice. But you should not be 50, 60, 70, 80, and you don't have the life insurance, because you are going to leave somebody behind with that debt. You're going to leave somebody behind with that information. So now what we've done with modern technology is we do have the GoFundMe. So we need to poll the whole world to ask to help us with something that somebody could have taken care of 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. We make decisions about what we want to feel comfortable about at the moment. Everything is not about right now gratification. Think about your people. Think about the future. Think about what you want to leave behind, what kind of legacy you want to leave behind. Why do we keep passing on the same debt generation after generation, and we just accept it because, oh, that's the way it is. That's the way we've always done it. Start thinking differently and make different decisions, and when you make better choices, you'll be able to find the $10 that you could put away for that. And even if you don't choose to go to this insurance company and pay them, why can't you put it away? The same way you go to the club and hang out with your friends and put $10 down for one drink, you could put that same $10 down and say, this is for my future. This is so I can help my
Preach.
Family.
Preach.
But you won't do that.
That's what I'm talking
about. We find 5,000 other reasons to be able to spend that money, because most of us like what feels good. It doesn't feel good to talk about death. It doesn't feel good to talk about I have to stretch this dollar. It doesn't feel good to talk about I need to manage my money or budget it better so I can have a better life. Those things, we just want to feel good. And, you know, society kind of promotes that because, you know, now that there are digital televisions or flat-screen TVs, everybody wants one because you can get one. We'll give you anything you want, even on credit if you have bad credit. We'll give it to you because we're going to get as much money from you as we can because your interest rate is now 18%.
You know, that's why I wanted you on the show, you know, Michelle, because and I'm talking to all the family, because basically I call my listeners my family, even your people who are calling in, you know, your supporters, their family, because that's how I treat this as a family environment. This is your show. I really want to tell people out there, please contact Michelle. I did my due diligence. She's walking, she's talking. She's doing a great job. So please call her if you have any financial questions, and if you're looking for a financial literacy person, or, you know what, if you're looking for someone to help you with your money. Let's just keep it simple. Someone to help educate you about your money. Let's
Absolutely.
No longer use the whole thing about Bernie Madoff. If I hear one more excuse, well, Bernie Madoff stole all these people money. Stop with the excuses.
Ooh, Jackie,
stop.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, it's your
yes,
show.
I am.
This is your
yes,
show.
I
Go
am.
Ahead.
First of all, I'm not Bernie Madoff, because this is what I do. We're going to meet 3 times to ensure that the client is following through and finalize their plan. I'm not trying to meet with you for the rest of your life, because there are some occupations out there that do that. You know, you go for a simple thing, and next thing you know, you got to come back, and they tell you to come back, and they tell you to come back, and they tell you to come back. I can't do this. I can't do that with you either, because this is going to be draining on the both of us, because you can talk to a person all you want to. If they're not receiving it, they're not receiving it. Maybe they can't receive it at the moment for a host of other things. It could be very emotional, and that's what the situation is most of the time. You need to find out, not that I need more money or how can I do this, maybe the why. Why do I keep overspending, or why do I have to spend so much, or what void am I trying to fill that I have to spend all my money to make me feel good over trinkets? Retail therapy is not an option. And it's not always the case at retail, but sometimes it is serious situations. People can have medical issues, and I get that. And that's one of the number one reasons people go into debt, because of medical situations. But the thought is, before I volunteer at an organization which helps people with financial management, because they may get stuck, they may have a problem, and they go to this organization to receive funds with, say, they're about to be evicted, maybe foreclosed, they have a large utility bill, and, you know, people say, well, you know, there was a job loss, you know, with someone in the family, blah, 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 and I'm saying, but what did you do before you lost the job? when you were making money. Tell me what you did before then. And usually it's not good. It's the choices that you make while you're having the money, while you're earning the money, when it's there. If you wait till something happens to try to fix it, now it's a bigger problem. It's kind of like that brown stain in the ceiling. You look up, you see a little stain, and you're like, oh, okay, all right. You see another little stain, okay, all right. The next thing, you never do anything about it, and the ceiling falls in. There's a friend of mine, we talk about this stuff all the time. You have to, as soon as I see the spot, now I'm panicking because it's going to be a bigger problem later if you don't take care of it now. So for me, I'm not trying to meet with you for the rest of your life. Do three times. By that time, we've gone through a gamut of things where you should, and I'm not doing this three times. We're doing this in 1 week. You know, I'll meet with you the first time, and then we try to give it a month because I have to give you time to work the plan. So when you come back to me, you show me the progress that you've made, we're able to move on to the next step. But we can't stay in the first step forever because I'm going to be honest with you.
See, and that's why I like what you're doing.
I will let
you're
you
not,
go. I will let you go because at that point we're not helping each other, and I'm not in this to take your money. This is my passion. This is what has been divinely inspired in me. So I'm sharing this with you because that's what His will is. That's all I can do. So it's up to you to make sure you execute the information that you receive.
See, and I like what you're doing because what you're saying is I'm here to educate you and help you. I'll hold your hand. It's like almost with school. You know, you have elementary, you have grade school, elementary, junior high, high school, and college. So but what you're doing is, look, I'm here to educate you. You have to do your part. I'm going to hold you accountable. You're holding me accountable. And after that, I want the little birdie to fly. I'm not going to carry the little birdie on my back. Right. So you're giving them the education so they can move on. I'm telling you, hey, do you think, what advice, in your opinion, do you think society is doing a poor job in not educating the young regarding regarding their financial choices?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And that's one of the things I look forward to doing, you know, things I'll be working on is, you know, trying to get into the schools and, you know, help all the students because you can go to a trade school and when you come out, you look for a job. You know, and a lot of these, and the government seems to be cracking down on a lot of these trade schools saying, you know, you're placing these kids, you're getting out money, they're getting these student loans, and when they leave, they default because they don't have a plan. They don't have a financial plan. You know, now and then on top of it, they don't have a job. So you have to start teaching early as well as even in just, again, if at the college level or in trade school, you want to be able to say, hey, this is what we're offering you. So I'm not just interested in taking your money. I want to help you plan your future with the money you're going to be earning from the skill that we just taught you. I don't think they're doing a good job on that because so many.
No, go ahead.
So many people think about new kids going off to school, going off to college. What's out at the campuses? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Capital One, and whoever else I left off. Everybody's out there with the table with cups and pens and bags and all kinds of things you can get free if you just sign up. You probably just left your mother's house or your parents' house or whoever's house you just left. You may not know what it is to be financially responsible. So now you're signing up for this thing and you think it's free money. So before you leave school, not only do you have student loan debt, now you have credit card debt. And you don't even know what to do with it. There's a documentary I watched because this lady, her son, killed himself over this debt that he had from college. And he was less than, 25? And you think this is not a problem and you still offer nothing? We want to tell you, oh, if you take all this liberal arts class, you can be such and such. I need a real skill that's going to help me the rest of my life, and you can't find a better skill than being able to manage your finances. So this is where I'm standing when I'm trying to help people, so you can have that better life, and the earlier the better. Mm-hmm. But if you're going through school and you're just building up debt and you're going and picking up credit card after credit card, what do you need 5 cards for? And that's anybody. That's just not the kids. I don't care who I'm speaking to. What do you need 5 cards for? 2 should be the max. 1, because you may want it just for little things, and there's always that 1 for emergencies. And that's not the plan. I don't preach that you should have a credit card as an emergency plan because we all know you should have an emergency fund.
Right.
Because I tell you what's going to happen. Anything and everything. If you own a house, you don't own a house. If you own a car, if you don't own a car. It could be off from work, whether you have a job or you don't have a job. anything can happen. So if you can't take the time to say, let me go ahead and try to plan out something so I can plan for my future, because I promise you one thing, the rainy day is coming, and sometimes it's a thunderstorm.
Woo, you preached it. You preached it. And for me, you know, doing some research on this, Michelle, what I found out was 17% of borrowers behind in their payment or in default, the nation's $1.2 trillion in college loans. I don't hear anything regarding, because, you know, there's election approaching. I don't hear anyone talking about what we're going to do with the student loans, what's going on with college tuition. I don't hear anything. And for me, maybe you have, but I've been really listening to that. I know Bernie wanted to do some things, but they're not really focusing on that. So right now you can't wait for the government to basically bail you out. You have to figure out, you have to find someone, a lead expert such as yourself, on how can I correct the bad behavior or not educating myself to get in the situation that I'm in right now. So with that said, Michelle, what book are you reading now? What financial book are you reading, just one, or which one would you recommend that someone can just pick up and read?
Oh, my gosh. You just opened another can of worms, because
it's all the time.
What happens for me, there's two things I'm reading. Well, really one thing I'm reading at the moment. And this book, believe it or not, is not about finances. It's about shedding clutter from your life. And
okay.
what happens is when we have clutter, we can't think. We don't have space to think because your mind is cluttered with all what you have to do. And that can also affect your finances, because when you're cluttered, you don't think, you make bad decisions, and then you end up getting more clutter. So that helps to shed some of that situation. But some of the books I have read, you know, about money is Glenda Bridgeforth, Girl, Get Your Money Straight. I actually have given that book away at a group seminar that I've done. I'm always reading articles, whether they're online or they were in Essence or they were in Black Enterprise, about finance, because Black Enterprise had a series they were doing some years ago, and they may still have it, about empowerment. They give you the 10 principles of empowerment, you know, to leave some wealth behind, you know, get your debt out of the way. There's 10 principles. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't list them all, but it's just about anything. It may not be something particular that I'm reading, but I will read just about anything. If something comes up online and it pops up, you know, 10 ways that you can save on your credit card debt, I'm reading it, because this empowers me to have information to pass on to other people.
Right.
I read information from Michelle Singletary. She's another finance person. Your Money and Your Man. I'm going through my book
stack
right now.
Wait, stop.
You said
Your Money and Your Man. I'm sorry, I had to interject here, because I was waiting for you to get to that, because I advise people that they should have prenups. It's not just for the wealthy, okay? So when you just mentioned Your Money or Your Man, what are your thoughts about prenups?
My thought about a prenup is I would have one. It's nothing to say that you don't love the person, but let's be realistic. We're human. And things happen. So it's also a way of preparing yourself and protecting yourself. It's another type of insurance. So if you go into a situation, because you wouldn't go into, put it this way, you should, most people, when they do go into a home or you have, well, nowadays if you have a car, they're looking at you to make sure you have insurance. You get insurance for it. You have to, for the most part. Why wouldn't you get that type of insurance? And again, like you said, you don't have to necessarily be particularly wealthy, but you don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now. And not to put a damper on anything, people will say, oh, you know what, that's negative. I don't want to go into it with a bad attitude because that means I'm just looking for a divorce. No, it's not. It's not about just getting a divorce. It's still about protecting yourself. How many times have you seen a situation where this person is in a bad divorce? They're fighting over the money. Give you a good example. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married? I don't know if it was the one or two. When they had that big fight over, she said, that's my money. That's my money. But I thought she was married. And if anybody has seen that movie, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. What's the lady's name? Janet.
You're right. Because
that's my money.
You're right. It is.
I bet
you
wish
you
had a prenup then.
Because usually if you part, you know, everything, you decide, okay, let's get a divorce. Everything's wonderful. Then when the money comes up, that's when it's a problem. Look, Michelle, 27 years this year I will be married. 27 years ago, we did a prenup, okay? So it's not to say, well, just in case something, yeah, it's just in the event something happened, but we're still here. You know what I'm saying? We're still here. So you have to have that insurance because you never know. Things can happen. Family, so I definitely believe in that. Who's your financial guru? Like, who do you look up to? What two people do you look up to?
I think I just named them. Glenda Bridgeforth, and I met her at an Essence event that was in Georgia some years ago. I love the fact that she was able to write articles in Essence magazine. I love the fact that she has three books. Two I do have, and the other one, like I said, I gave away at an event. I like her straight forward approach to things and her just down-to-earth information. One of the things I remember reading in her books that she was telling people to do, or maybe an article in Essence, that it was, you know, the envelope, the way of budgeting,
yeah,
using envelopes. And when I read that, I was like, you see, I always knew what I was doing because I had been doing that since my first job when I was 18. They had these return reply envelopes at work that we never used. I don't know what we had them for, but we never used them, but I used them. So when I got paid, I made sure I took out money for two things. One, to be able to get back to that job, and two, for lunch. Because what happens is we just tend to take in our pockets. We just keep taking our pockets, and we just keep spending money. You need to budget for those things as well. I've always had that envelope plan, so this way I knew what I had to spend on this particular category. And sometimes that works for people because it's easy to pull out plastic. But then the bill comes. See, I already know when that lunch envelope is empty, either two things. One, you're not eating. Or two, make your food at home. And you can bring it to work.
That's right. That's right.
Because
we all know that's one of the biggest expenses.
It is. And everything is expensive now. Before, it used to be, oh, well, I'm going to go here and get something for this. I'm going to go to this place and get something for that. Everybody's expensive. I don't care where you go. I don't care. Even if it is the combo meal, it's still expensive. Now it's more expensive because we're going to tell you we want more money because we're giving you more things, but you may not need the big gulp soda anyway. You may not need the fries. Just eat the sandwich. You could bring your drink and your chips from home. I do it sometimes for Subway. I'll buy the sandwich, but the chip and the drinks is at the house. Because if it's not that $5 deal, then no. No, we can't. I'm not going to get the meal and it's not on special. And I don't eat meat, so I'm only stuck with one sandwich. My other favorite person is Michelle Singletary. She broke it down as well, and I just love reading all that they had to talk about and all that they had to say. Those are the two women that I kind of look up to, and especially Glenda. Like I said, I actually had a chance to meet her and ask her questions and get some information from her. So somebody that I was truly looking up to, I had a chance to meet. That was really special for me.
Oh, that's great. Okay, we know the election's coming up. Hillary Clinton calls your line. She calls you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Michelle, I'll grant you two wishes. The things that you have on the top of the list, just only two, they will, I'm promising you, they will become a bill, and then that will result into a law. What two things, just two brief things, would you like to see implemented?
Good question. One, it should be mandatory that financial literacy is taught in all levels of schools. I know you had to see that coming. You had to know that was coming. And the second thing is to help people pay for school better. Something to do with student loans. I know that if you get a government loan, it's subsidized, and you can get a low rate, this, that, and the other, but people are still leaving school with enormous amount of debt. And don't go for a specialized degree, you know, doctor, lawyers, all those things. Now, because you have to go to a secondary school, and you have to have a master's, and you have to have this. Let me just be able to pay for it. Help me with a situation, not that I pay for it when I get out. Make sure that the people who are telling me that once I get this degree that, you know, I can get a job and this, that, and the other, help me get that job. Because some universities and places don't give you job assistance. Some do, but not
right.
all. And that's a big problem because for me, and I don't mind putting it out there, I had to pay for my student loans myself. There was no one who helped me with that. So, but I made the choice to go ahead and pay for it, and that I did. I had a plan in place, and that was going to get done. But it still was a struggle because I had to make choices about that. Now, you know, I have people who have asked me questions, you know, well, I have $30,000 in student loans or $40,000, $50,000 and upwards. And that is one of the questions I hear a lot from the younger generation. How do I attain this? How do I get this down? And then if you're not doing that, you go into the situation where now you're always putting it in forbearance. You're always putting it in forbearance, hoping one day maybe it'll just disappear. It's not going to happen because I promise you one thing, the government is going to get their money. We know IRS. So those are the two things that I will be thinking about because you tell me to be a productive person in society. You tell me, you know, to have education and be knowledgeable and be skilled to do this job. But when I go get the tool that helps me to be skilled in that job, now you're making me pay for it to the point where I'm in debt and I can't even move forward in life. And then I may not have a job when I get out. Then how does that help society? And then you have another situation. But then you want to cry about that. So let's fix those two things, and maybe people will spend their money better and then give them the opportunity to be able to pay this off and not make the payment so high as well. Whatever that takes, whatever that looks like, whatever it is, you need to be able to do that because sometimes your student loan payment is just as much as a car now or more.
Exactly.
Or maybe close to your mortgage.
Exactly. And, you know, Michelle, for me, when I hear about the student loans, one of the things I think the government should basically, this is my feelings on this or my opinion. When it comes to student loans, I think Wall Street should take part in that. You know, whether they help pay the student loans or have a program, adopt a kid, you know, each, like if I have a brokerage firm, each employee that I have, they adopt a kid. And help them with it, you know what I'm saying, with their payments. Then it should go trickle down to the local level where if there's a company, let's say a company that's moving into a particular city or county or whatever, if they're coming in and it's a company that's financially savvy, they have a lot of money, I think it's their responsibility as part of the perks that each county gives a company a perk to come into that county to stay, just like what we're doing with the film studios, the film industry now. Why can't we put something, you know, put some of that loan or some of that, you know, the education. Okay, if you're going to be in here, this child is going to school, a scholarship program. If you're making millions and millions of money in the state of Georgia, we need to make sure we set some aside to give each child. That's just my personal opinion. You know, I think we have to start now holding people accountable.
And I understand, I truly understand that, and I can agree with that to the most part, that everyone else got a bailout. Where was ours?
Right.
You bailed out the auto industry.
Exactly.
You bailed out Wall Street. Bail me out because everybody else is still paying for their student loan. These guys are walking around scot-free. The only one who got off, and I'm not saying this to be funny, is the Enron guy who actually killed himself because he just checked out. Everybody else was left behind to carry this burden. There was a lady who I saw, and I think I read about it or saw the piece that was on.
Can someone put their phone on mute? We're in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Ambulance. Okay.
The person who. She was in her maybe late 50s. You know, she had to pack up her stuff and leave that place with nothing. No pension, no more salary. Now, I'm like 5, 6, 8 years out from retirement, and I have to start all over again after I've worked here for 20 years already. Where was her bailout? So, yes, you definitely need to bring something in for that.
We have to, because think about this. Martha Stewart went to jail for whatever reasons. You were not going to rehash that. But when she came back out, people thought she lost everything. But when she came back out, she made more money coming out when she was out of jail, you know, serving her time, than she went going in. Because then she had the book deals and everything tripled. So not everyone is going to have. Yes, yes. So
and I want
not
a
everyone's
quilt.
Going to
I'm
have
a-
that.
And I want a quilt. I really do want a quilt. I'm just put that out there. But I just cannot buy hers. I just cannot buy her because I've seen her. She's showing people how to make their beds and you know, do the corners and whatever this way. I'm like, well, you're not teaching me anything because my mother taught me that. I agree with you on that point. So she was probably making cupcakes in prison while other people are doing hard time. So, right. And nothing happened. Just life goes on. People talk about, you know, the Republican nominee. How many times did you file for bankrupt? And just went on. You never moved out of your tower. But let me file for bankrupt. Where am I going? Fix that.
Michelle, I need you to tell them where they can contact you because I'm telling you, you hitting folks hard. You going in. I need you to tell folks how to contact you, how to get involved, and if they want to have you do speaking engagements, seminars, the whole shebang.
Well, I wanted to say that as well. I do group seminars, whether it's an association. I've done numerous presentations with local chapter, IAAP, organizations. I participate in financial fairs at a local church here, and actually there's one coming up next month. I did presented a 30-minute class on credit rebuilding, and the feedback from that was really it was great. I wanted to say phenomenal, but everyone says that word these days. But it was greatness in that. It was the first time I was doing this, and it was only 30 minutes. And the people who were facilitating the registration or, you know, the sign-in, she found me and she said, you know, I just wanted to tell you that there was one constant theme throughout your evaluation, because I didn't even know they were doing the evaluation. And I said, what was it? She said, they said it wasn't long enough.
Wow.
So,
you know, that's rare, right? That's rare that someone mm-hmm. says that.
Right, because usually they're itching like, okay, I got to go because I've heard enough already. But what I enjoyed about it was a mixed crowd, meaning it was male, female, and they were all engaged. You know, the men were just as engaged, and that was nice
mm-hmm.
to see, because a lot of times it'll be us who's in the audiences learning all this information. But you need to be able, if you're in a partnership, whether it's a marriage, a relationship, or whatever, you need to be able to share that information because you both need to be on the same page. So, again, just, you know, presenting to small religious groups, and, you know, I'm looking forward to working with the corporations and schools. So, you know, there may be a business owner on the line that says, hey, you know, I wanted to offer something to my employees other than just, you know, I know we pay them for the job that they do, but here's something extra, you know, and you're helping them with their finances as well. So who wouldn't appreciate that? You know, I'm not just giving you a paycheck. I'm giving you something about life.
See, I call that added value. And sometimes
yes.
maybe the employers, if you think about it, for the employers out there, because I'm so into this whole thing about this, where employers may not be able to afford the insurance on the jobs, or because of, you know, or maybe the employee can't take the insurance because of the deductible. So what I try to tell people, what I do for myself, and I'll definitely extend this information to you, for those listening out there, if you can't give your employees anything extra, there's things that are called added value. So if you bring Michelle on and hire her to teach your employees how to be savvy with their money. Think about this. They're not going to come to work. You want your employees to come to work. If they don't have money coming to work, they call in their sick. They're going to use up their sick time. So if you show your employees that you're bringing added value to the table, they're going to appreciate you more for doing that. So, Michelle, what's your website, email address, and how can they get in contact with you for those listening out there?
Yes, you can reach me at 678-310-3064, and also the email address is ajmfinancial@earthlink.net, and also people can call or email that address to find out about an upcoming boot camp I'm going to have.
Talk about that quickly because we're wrapping up. Talk about the boot camp, whatever you're doing next. I want to hear something
yes.
you said you're doing next month, too. Let's talk about that as well.
Yes, well, the boot camp is going to be in October, and it's for all those who are interested in true instruction. The boot camp offers attendees accountability and consistency. You know, some people find it hard to plan and account for their spending. So these classes, you know, attending the classes for 6 weeks, it forces support for attendees because you come, you're going to have, you know, little homework assignments. No, it's not going to be something Googling like, you know, I was in school, but it's helping you get to the next level. And the boot camp is for 6 weeks. It's 2 hours each session, and it'll be offered on a Saturday, and the first class will start on October 8th. Right now I'm currently, looking for a location, but I'll have that wrapped up shortly. But anyone who's interested in coming, is 6 weeks, and it's $70 for the 6 weeks.
Oh,
so
that's
when people
cheap.
If you can buy a Michael Kors bag, you can come to this class. Mm-hmm. If you can buy your Coach shoes, you can come to this class.
Now, wait a minute. Let me go step back. I shouldn't say that was cheap. What I meant to say, because I did misspeak, for some, $70 sounds like a lot of money when you have limited resources. But there's this thing that's called invest in yourself. Because going to Michelle's boot camp is yes, you're giving her the money, but it's investing in yourself, because she's going to show it's not how much money you make, guys, it's what you do with it. And that's what she's going to help you with. So, Michelle, when you have the flyer for anything that you're doing, please send it to me. I will definitely post it because we're, like, wrapping up now. I'll post it.
Okay.
I have your information. I'll definitely give that out. Michelle, can I say you kept it real? I loved having you. You're going to be our resident. I made my decision. You're going to be our resident financial literacy person. I'm not even going to go
Thank
through the
you,
whole
Jackie.
Literacy. You're going to be our lead expert when it comes to finances. So whenever we need you back on the show and referring people, because I did my due diligence, I have to do it because I have people listening. So I did my due diligence. I'm proud of you. On what you're doing. I wish you continued success. Your supporters. We didn't even get a chance to talk to your. Someone wanted to call in to tell people that you're doing a phenomenal job and you've helped her. So we've had a couple of supporters that wanted to call in. But I tell you, Michelle, we started at 11 and time's just going really fast. I knew it was going to go really fast, but. Maybe it should have been an hour and a half. But we're going to bring you back on the show. Each steps and things that you're doing, if someone calls, if I get more requests, which monthly I get a lot of requests for financial literacy or financial, who should they go to? Jackie, I need to speak to someone and things like that, in-state and out-of-state. So we're definitely going to refer you and get you back on the show. I thank you for being on the show. Thank you for joining us on Women Are Worthy. I want to thank your supporters, 712-905-8743-86, 525-923-6002-4002-15. We have so many people on here, who are supporting you, and some that got kicked off because the phone lines, couldn't take any more people. So we definitely want to do that.
God.
And I welcome, and I want to tell everyone, please follow us on Women Are Worthy. We're trying to take this on television, and we have people looking at us, and they want to see the more likes, the followers. So please follow us on Women Are Worthy Radio on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. Please support us because we want to take this. There's so many people, men and women, that are doing wonderful things that people don't know what they're doing. And I want to help elevate them. I want to help amplify their voices so people can see, hey, I'm doing this. Instead of going to the big, 300-pound gorilla, there's someone who's doing something just as good. So that's how I look at that. We're going to be on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We're going to have Chef Zhu. He's a vegan chef, and he's with the Apron Kitchen. So it's going to be phenomenal. I love this guy. I love him, love him, love him. So we're going to talk about veganism. As you guys know, I'm a vegan, and it's not going to be boring. You can have your mac and cheese, and trust me, you're going to smack your mama when you have your mac and cheese. Trust on that one, okay? So I want you guys to listen to us on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Michelle, we're going to have you on again. And this is, like I said, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to come back, as long as we have the schedule permitting, you're welcome. And any other platforms that I'm going to be on, I'll definitely bring you on. I'm going to be doing something that's going to be on People TV, something that's going to be part of Roku and some things in Carolina. So when I'm doing anything like that, I'm definitely going to, bring you on board because I want you to be our resident lead expert. I think about it.
Thank you.
But again, my sister and brothers, I want to thank you guys for supporting us, Women Are Worthy Radio. Again, I'll see you on Wednesday. I want you guys to have a wonderful weekend. Bye. Be blessed. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!